Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time now for our daily tech and business report. Today we are joined by Bloomberg News gaming reporter Jason Schreier. Xbox head Phil Spencer says the company will reevaluate its relationship with Activision Blizzard. This comes a day after employees of that company staged a walkout over its CEO's handling of sexual harassment cases. Jason, what is Spencer saying?
Hey, Margie, thanks so much for having me. So Phil Spencer is just the latest in video game people to come out against Activision Blizzard's current CEO. Before that was PlayStation and their boss, Jim Ryan, who also criticized Activision pretty heavily. And that's a lot of pressure. That's a lot of pressure on one of the biggest publishers in video games because they publish most of their games on the Xbox and PlayStation platform. So these are relationships that they cannot do without. Phil Spencer said he was disturbed by all of the allegations that had come out. He said that he was reevaluating their relationship with Activision Blizzard.
Oh, are Activision officials saying anything?
Activision kind of sent over a generic statement saying they value their partners and are standing by their commitment to making their workplace diverse and equitable, et cetera, et cetera. But people are not buying it. There's a petition going around that as of right now has more than 1,600 employees of Activision Blizzard all signing their names saying they want Bobby Kotick, the CEO, out. And once again, that is 1,600 people all putting their names on their petition saying that they want their CEO removed. So we're really in uncharted territory here for the video game industry. We haven't seen any sort of collective action like this, and this many people really just coming out and saying, hey, we want our CEO out of here.
Does that seem likely?
No, mostly because the board of directors at Activision Blizzard has said they stand by him, and that is because a lot of them are people who have been on the board for a very long time. Bobby Kotick has been CEO for 30 years, and a lot of his board members, I mean, he's one, and his longtime business partner is another. Others have been with the company in some way or another since the early 2000s. So they're kind of old pals, and so I think it would take a lot to really sway the board to remove him in this case.
And what about back to Phil Spencer? I mean, would it be likely for Xbox to cut off Activision? And if so, what would that mean? Where would Activision go?
Yeah, it seems very unlikely, but that would be a massive move. I mean, again, we're in uncharted water, so it's really hard to say what's going to happen next. But essentially the way it works is Activision publishes games such as Call of Duty. That's its biggest franchise. And the way that you get that is you go onto your Xbox or your PlayStation and you can either buy it at the store or download it on the digital store. But if a game isn't available on that console, you can't play it. So this is like it's essentially like if the movie theater companies decided that that they were going to reevaluate the relationships with one of the film publishers, or if Netflix said, hey, we're not going to show this movie anymore. So really, there's no precedent for this. But if Xbox or PlayStation were to decide, hey, we're going to cut off all access to Activision games, that would be pretty monumental. That would be a humongous hit to Activision's business.
Thanks so much. We've been joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by a Bloomberg News gaming reporter, Jason Schreier. And you can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 p.m. on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg TV at 2 p.m.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.